So you can see, as a result of that experience of mine, over those few years, going forth from one place to another, I have many recollections, many reminiscences, and on the basis of those, quite a few reflections. It really was an introduction to simple living, and I've always attached very great importance to that aspect of the Buddha's teaching, that we should live simply as possible, and work quite actively on reducing our need, our greed for this and that and the other. I want to say just a few more words, say a little bit more about what I mentioned at the beginning, about my becoming disillusioned, well, with the Ramakrishna Mission and with the Mahabodhi Society, and again with the plans of our old friend Panditji. Some people may have understood that to mean that I'm totally dismissive of all forms of organization, but that is not the case. I did once give a lecture on what I called the five pillars of the FWBO, and you may remember one of those pillars was institutions. I know that the word institution in English has sometimes a rather negative connotation, but I don't think that it need have. I think we do need institutions. We do need regular ways of doing things. Otherwise, a lot of energy is wasted. A lot of energy is frittered away. Although, of course, we need to sit a little loose, as it were, to any organization that we happen to belong to or to operate. But without organizations, we can do collectively very little. Not so long ago, I was in London at the LBC and had a question and answer meeting with all the members. And one of the questions was, what do you think we can learn? What do you think the rest of the movement can learn from Buddhafield? From Buddhafield. Because I'd recently been and spent a day at Buddhafield, and I think people knew about that. So what I said was, we can learn from Buddhafield two things. There are two things that we can learn from them and which we can greatly admire in their case. The first, the commitment and dedication of the team to the setting up of Buddhafield. There's a tremendous dedication, a tremendous commitment there on the part of a number of people. And without that, there would have been no Buddhafield. At the same time, it was well organized. The whole thing, the whole operation ran very smoothly. There were no hitches. There were no disturbances. So a comment I made at the time was, who said that hippies can't organize? Well, they can. The best of them can anyway. So it was not just a sort of fortuitous gathering of people, all of whom at the same time, the same day, the same week, had taken it into their heads, you know, to converge at that particular point. No. It had been prepared for. The ground had been laid. The work had been going on months and months beforehand. So Buddhafield also, we may say, is an institution. And that's what I mean by an institution, a sort of not too rigid organizational structure which enables people to do things together, to do things unitedly. Well, obviously, the same thing applies to the convention. We don't just turn up. We're told about it beforehand. We know what's going to happen. And, of course, we know who's going to do the organizing, who are going to make the preparations. We know all that. So it's an organization, and the WBO is an organization, and the different individual FWBOs our organization. So we need not be afraid of this word organization, despite its current and not very positive reputation in some quarters.